Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermuller. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fritz Ostermuller. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Evans and he is out, Clary applying the tag. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive towards third. Pofahl reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Evans for a passed ball. Judnick moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan bunts towards the mound. Hudson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hudson. Judnick scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. McQuillan moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Fritz Ostermuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Evans for a passed ball. McQuillan scores. Berardino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Fritz Ostermuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pofahl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pofahl strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn scores. It's 9-1, Browns. Lou Bevel now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. It's 10-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Ostermüller moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Browns. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pofahl fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Bevel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Evans reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-3 in the game. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Croucher pinch hits for Lou Bevel. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up beyond short. Berardino can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Evans scores. Clary moves to second. It's 10-4, Browns. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Case hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.